Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Fritzi Bodenheimer.
And I'm Mario Ritter. This week on our program, we hear about fathers who cook for their families.
John Donahue is an editor and cartoonist for The New Yorker magazine. He discovered a new job for himself when he became a father for the first time.
I started cooking a lot with my wife and new baby, and it was a lot of fun.
Now, Mr. Donahue has published a book called Man with a Pan, Culinary Adventures of Fathers Who Cook for Their Families. He asked other men to share their stories. He collected 34 essays written by writers and chefs. One of them was Mark Bittman, a food writer for the New York Times. Mr. Donahue explained how Mr. Bittman became a food writer.
He was married. He had a new baby. He was driving a taxi. He was kind of working odd jobs, and so he started to cook. And then that led to his first book, which really put him on the map as a writer.
Man with a Pan also includes an essay by the author Stephen King.
Stephen King started cooking for his family in Maine after his wife lost her sense of taste and lost interest in doing any cooking. He wanted better food for his family, so he went into the kitchen, and he talks about using the microwave and other basic things, about keeping things simple. That's his motto. And he has great advice: don't set the kitchen on fire.
Author Mohammad Nasihu Ali shared childhood memories of his mother's kitchen in Ghana.
I grew up in a Hausa Muslim community, and in our community, you know, it's highly frowned upon for men to be around the kitchen. But, you know, my mother, she allowed me to hang around when she cooked.
And that experience in the kitchen may have also helped prepare Mr. Ali to become a writer.
I've actually kind of compared cooking to writing. It's pretty much the same thing. In writing, you have a blank page for you to start with. In cooking, you have an empty pot to creatively start thinking of what you're going to put in the pot to mix it together to create some food.
Travel writer Jack Hitt also wrote an essay for Man with a Pan.
In the essay, one of the things you discover when you start to cook is that following a recipe wasn't simply just a matter of measuring out cups and tablespoons, but something much bigger and more metaphysical than that. It's a very minimalist sort of form that implies so much more than what is actually written. And it's like gardening in some sense, you know, or driving, that becomes second nature, that become instinctive.
Mr. Hitt says his cooking skills have evolved over the last 16 years. In the process, he discovered a way to better connect with his family.
So all of a sudden I found out there was this little kid in the room who'd been watching me doing this from a chair, confined, and suddenly was very interested in participating. So the next thing I know, I had an assistant, and then a few years after that, I had another assistant. And we've been sort of experimenting in the kitchen, the three of us, and then whenever my wife was around, which was increasingly more common, four of us, and in the kitchen, cooking, you know, essentially raising a family.
Mark Kalansky is a writer, cook, and pastry chef. He says anyone can cook.
Cooking is like everything else. You just need to do it all the time to get good at it. In fact, I know people who just can't cook, and I don't understand why. Just like I encounter people who can't write no matter how hard they try, and I don't understand why they can't do that. I mean, if you can talk, why can't you write? And if you can eat, why can't you cook?
Mr. Kalansky has advice for men who want to cook.
Make it simple. If you buy good ingredients and you cook them very simply, you will always have a great meal.
Man with a Pan editor John Donahue says he expects more fathers will cook as the need grows and society becomes more accepting of a man with a pan.
Our program was written and produced by Brianna Blake, with additional reporting by Faiza Al-Masri and Dina Pritchup. I'm Fritzi Bodenheimer.
And I'm Mario Ritter. Join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.